You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Can we start this episode?
You look like Binya Binya Pollywog. Binya Binya.
Not Binya Binya.
But let's continue.
Not Binya Binya. Oh,
y'all
my
know
God.
She gave Binya Binya realness.
Oh, my
I
God.
I scream. I'm going to hurt myself.
What's
I
going on, everybody? It's a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you.
I am going to pee on myself. Because
it was the truth.
Did you say Binya Binya?
And you're laughing because you agree. You felt that one in your spirit when you saw her.
I tried to start.
Yes, don't keep going.
What's going on?
Lord.
What's going on, everybody? It's a brand new episode of Off Book presented to you by Broadway Black. We're here and we're ready to hit our marks. It's that time right now. I'm Drew Shade.
I'm Danya Love.
And I am Princess Barry White.
I was thinking Barry White, too.
I was
y'all, I am allergic to New York. These allergies have got me gagged.
That voice has dropped.
Honey,
I am Princess Barry
she's
White.
She's sitting. She is sitting. So, just she's sitting. But I'm here.
Listen.
It's just smoky.
It's
just smoky.
It's Soul Doctor.
Yeah, ha ha, shout out.
Janina Simone is back.
Listen, she's here. But I'm here. I'm happy to be here. I feel fine. It's just a little allergy.
Now, you've been
guys.
Sporting this wig this week.
Why are you going to yell at people? Because they can't see it. They don't know.
They've been seeing you in the pictures like, what is Amber doing with this straight hair?
Have they really?
You, listen, the Eden Espinosa, so you've been doing
Limpica.
So they saw you with Eden Espinosa this week.
Hey, y'all.
No, with your straight hair.
No, my straight hair. And it's just because it's cold and raining, y'all. It's not even a real thing. It's just like, I don't feel like doing my hair.
You know what?
It's not even like, oh, I just feel like I need to chill. No, bitch, it's just the weather.
Now, what do you do under, like, do you do a wig prep? Do you, I mean, wig prep?
I mean, my hair
is
just twisted, like.
If two strands?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
So in case I do feel like doing my hair, then I just untwist it.
Okay. What's cute?
Black girl magic.
I know that's right.
And she's in here eating apples.
I mean, a whole ass apple, and y'all will deal.
Listen, it's not me this week. You know, I'm surprised you don't have no peanut butter.
I
in
know.
Me. That's what was set
I
it
left
off.
It at the house. God dang it.
So y'all, like, it's a little gloomy outside, but our hearts are not.
Our hearts are warm. We're here.
Yeah, we are here. We're ready.
Yes,
and
we
so,
are.
What's been happening? What's been going on this week?
I feel like it's been a week.
It's been a week.
It has been a week.
Who we starting with? Who want to go first?
It's been a week. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, let's do it.
One, two, three, nine. Okay, ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. We both cut you. Oh, bam!
We cut you.
Drew!
What?
Go first!
Go ahead. How was your week?
I can't believe I lost.
Y'all, Drew was paper and we both, me and Danya, both did scissors. So
I
gotta go first.
I don't ever lose anything.
Well, nigga, Dale, how was your week?
My God. I'm really taken aback.
He's so flabbergasted, y'all.
Like, who really gonna start off with paper? This nigga gonna start
because
off with paper.
You know how niggas be doing the rock
rocks,
all the time.
They be doing rock.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you covered a rock.
Yeah. And we dark skin. We been in the game long
Come
enough.
On
we
now.
Know we always lead with scissors.
Thank
Cut
you.
Cut a nigga
what?
Up.
I can't. So go ahead.
We been in the fields long enough. We know how y'all light skin do.
What have I? So this week has been a week. I felt like a real performer this week.
Mm.
Yes.
Like,
I live.
I guess I'm living too.
You
because,
are.
You know, and I had to really, you know, take a moment to myself and like, because I do this self-deprecating thing
that I have to stop. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Like, it is so bad. Like, I have to stop doing it. But I sang backup for Ashley Jenkins.
Yes, she did. I was there.
At Lights Out on Broadway.
I was stage managing. Shout out.
You were stage managing. And it was a good time. Ashley sounded so amazing.
So beautiful. Mm.
I mean, she sang her throat. If you don't know who Ashley Jenkins is, she was in The Lion King, National Tour, and on
Color
Broadway.
Purple.
The Color Purple.
Everywhere.
The original Color Purple.
First Noel.
Yep, First Noel. We did that show together at the Apollo. She's just an amazing vocalist, and she just had a baby about a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's married. So shout out to Ashley Jenkins. She's a phenomenal vocalist. If you watch
Black
my
Women
Insta
Creating,
story,
shout out.
Yeah,
yes.
You can go and watch her videos. Actually, I would tell you to go watch Life Happens from the First Noel. It's a music video from the musical by Jason Michael Webb and Leland Duran Thompson. And she just sings like her just her essence, her timbre is all up and through that throat, and you can just, you live. Like, it's
Come
love.
On,
like, she sings love. And so she just did an amazing job, and I was privileged for her to ask me to be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. And so I sang back up for her, and that was a good time on Monday.
Hey,
I was all in my
good.
Head about it. I thank you. I
you
appreciate
did.
That.
You, that black was sitting. That hat was cute.
Listen, you know, black's my signature.
Now.
You could have got it if you wanted.
I'm pro-black all day. Mm-hmm. You know, not if I wanted to. I
almost spit my tea out.
I like you.
Almost spit my tea out.
Well, you know, back in my day, I used to still. It's about 20% in there that I can still, you know. I still can dabble and eat a little something.
Eat a little something.
Y'all not going to make me laugh. I'm not doing it.
Oh gosh, my mom listens to the show.
Yes, she does. Hey, mom.
She said, "Hey, mom."
Right. And so I did that on Monday, and then Tuesday I had an audition for a show, and then I have been working on a project that I'm excited about that I can't really speak about just yet. And then I had a callback for that audition.
Hey, now.
So, you know, we're just sitting and waiting and seeing what happens with
Shut
that. I feel like I'm a real actor. But, you know, I left that audition feeling like, child, I need to be in somebody's class. I need to be in somebody's class doing something with these acting muscles because they are weak. The muscle memory might be there a little bit, but we are not strong. And we are two in our heads, and we are not listening to our partners.
But the first step is that you are even aware of all of those things.
Yeah.
Like, that's honestly kind of amazing that you are aware of it.
Well, because I'm in the scene, and I'm thinking about what my body's doing, and I'm not listening, and then I'm not responding in appropriate fashion or... You know what I'm saying? I was just in my head. Like,
I love that,
and I even got pulled to the side, and she was like, you know, I'm just not seeing the heart. You know what I'm saying? The language is there, but I'm not seeing the heart that I saw before. And I'm just like, you're absolutely right, because I am all up and through this head of mine just because I haven't done it in so long. And, you know, and a lot of times I go into the room, I'm auditioning for my peers, people that I know. And so that's another thing that I'm in my head like, oh God, they're going to talk about me. Like, you know, and I say so much about other people and performances that I critique so heavily that I'm, you know, people may think that I'm hard when I critique, but I critique myself twice as hard.
Of course.
I am like my, like literally I am my worst critic. Like I go in on myself. And so I just have to stop doing that and just stay true to the moment and be present and find what my piece is, what my center is, to be able to plant my feet and do that. And so that was just the eye-opening experience for me. I also been rehearsing for this CBS Christmas concert that we filmed today.
Work.
So we did that. That was like an all-day thing. I've been up since 6:30 this morning.
Work.
Being real bougie to us.
Nobody
talking
was being
about,
bougie to y'all.
I can't, y'all, because I'm on set. Oh, I can't text.
I'm sorry, I can't say that.
I'm sorry, I'm taping.
Because they're talking about
I'm
being shady.
I'm sorry.
When I was not being shady, I was just being short and to the point.
Because he's booked on set.
Y'all will not do this.
It is what it is.
And I'm just trying to live my best Amberi Mind.
You know
life.
What? Don't
like,
put that on me.
I'm just trying to be the next princess.
Come here, yes, next princess.
And I can't even like live. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me get these set tees.
Yes. Like, let me shake these titties real quick.
Okay. Listen, I was shaking them.
I know you
the
was.
The tassels were turning.
I know
I am
they were.
Not doing this.
The tassels were turning.
You bitch. Listen, you know I have to go all the way out. If I'm going to do it, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna
do
be burlesque. It's going to be all of the show. Like
Help
it's going
me,
to
Jesus.
Be, you know, just
I
phenomenal. If I'm
can't.
Gonna do it, I'm gonna strip. I have to be burlesque.
Okay,
burlesque
come on, titty shaker.
So yeah, so that was my week. I mean, it was just a bunch of rehearsals and a bunch of, you know, sitting in front of people judging me and. You know, that's what it was like. That's how I felt. A whole bunch of people just judging me, sitting in front of a bunch of people. So yeah, that was my week.
Wednesday. What did we do? What did we see?
What was on Wednesday? Oh, I thought that's part of your week. I thought you was going to talk about that.
It's a part of your week, too.
Well, we went to go see...
it's a part of our week.
As we transition into Danye's week, you tell us
no,
what
No, we were still going to do Rock, Paper, Scissors, were we not?
Oh
that's
me
how
and you?
It works.
Between me and you.
That's
oh,
how
you
it
right,
works.
Right, right, right.
Well,
no,
I'll let you talk about it because I'll let you talk about it.
That just means we just naturally... Let's just transition into Danye. It just makes sense. Shata,
shata.
It does make sense. We went to see... the amazing.
Amazing.
You cannot even call it a play, actually.
It's an experience.
It is.
It's a ritual.
What y'all saw and why I wasn't there?
That's
what y'all
how
saw?
They describe it. Alicia
I'm
Harris's,
so mad. Why y'all ain't calling me,
send
bitch?
Up when it goes
y'all know
down.
I want to see it.
It was.
Why you ain't call me, Drew?
I know now.
I thought we did.
Y'all
I
didn't call me.
But didn't we say something to you?
No.
I thought I put it in the group text.
What was you doing on Wednesday?
Sitting at the house scratching my ass, probably.
Really?
You lying.
Oh, my gosh.
You are lying.
That's okay. It's fine.
Wow.
Because it's the only show I want to see right now.
And
that's it.
Really?
Yes.
Experience. And Donya just gave away 7 tickets.
Yeah. You are lying. The truth
like,
ain't in
that's
you.
That's how spectacular. It's not a play,
Donya
y'all.
Donya paid for 7
it
tickets.
It is not a show.
Donya!
I got 7 tickets. I donated it to the Movement Theater Company and said, give these tickets
I
to only black
you.
People.
We're going
to
make sure you get there this
please.
Year.
Please.
Yeah, we're going to make sure. We'll
thank
make
you.
A phone call.
And
we
it's
sold out. But it's also just got extended.
It got extended. They got please, extended.
Thank you.
It's like as soon as you walk into not the theater space, but the lobby space, you are just taken by the experience. Like you're already thrown into what the experience is. And like, I don't want to say anything because I want for you,
right.
You Amber and yes. you listeners to go see it for yourself. But as soon as you walk into the space, you are confronted and you are showed blackness in so many different ways, so many different forms.
Yeah.
There are like
it's
sayings
a lot to take in.
And quotes and all of these
videos.
Things. It's so many things happening.
Yeah.
And then someone from the show, from the ritual rather, comes out. They invite everyone in. I will say the first 30 minutes you stand.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 30 minutes of the ritual, you stand. And then for the rest of the show, you sit down. And at the very end, something amazing happens. I won't say what it is, but it made
when
me feel...
When the show closes, we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Okay, it made me feel safe as a black person once the show closed and what they did at the very end.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah. and this is a space that affirms blackness, like affirms you as a black person. So this is a show that black people need to see. So it's not like if you have white friends that are talking about going to see it, they need to be giving up their tickets to black
people. 100%.
They need
this
they
is
just
not,
need
for
not
them.
Be, it's not for them.
It is like, not for
and,
them.
And they
at
even
all.
Say that, you know, we're glad that you're here, but this is not
for
you.
You.
So if you have a problem, but we just ask that you be respectful. And it's even some there was a it's even some anti-black people in there that could not wait to get out of there. That support like I saw it. I mean, a black person. Oh, I'll tell you about this because
okay.
you that email I got.
Okay. Yes.
That
got
It's if you are not comfortable in your blackness, if you're not comfortable being black, or you have not been affirmed as a black person, and you use your blackness for respectability politics, then this is not for you.
Ooh-wee.
You're not going to connect with it. It's going to be uncomfortable for you. So this is for pro-black people that are looking for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was.
It really was.
That's what it was.
It really was a healing.
It was spectacular. I could not stop talking about it when I got home and was just telling Brandon, I can't wait to take you to go and see it because
let's go back.
Everything, yeah. Yeah, we'll figure out a time. I don't know yet. We can figure something
thank
out.
Thank you.
But
okay.
She's free every evening after 6. Thank you very much.
Come through.
Okay.
So that was on Wednesday. And that was really nice. It was really needed because of the healing. But because this week has been a really difficult week, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like a really challenging week for me. I've been feeling super duper low. I've been feeling super invisible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying all these things. I know none of them not to be true. But yet and still, I felt this way. Invisible, low, like I don't matter. It's really interesting. And like I've been trying to figure out like, why I've been in this space.
Do you feel this professionally, personally, in general?
I just feel it emotionally. I feel it mentally.
Okay.
And so I've, for a long time.
Yeah, the trigger, the enemy.
For a long time, been battling with depression. And this isn't depression. I know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that being said, I do know it's just this really interesting raw space that I've been in. I've been working on a play, and it's, I'll say it's probably the first play that deeply and truly explores what it means to be a black queer man living with HIV. And I've been really unpacking and investigating a lot of my experiences mm-hmm. as a black gay man living with HIV. So just going down rabbit holes and places and experiences that I've come out of. So that's really, that's interesting. And that has been a part of it. And then also December 13th,
of this year will mark 10 years of me being wow. positive. And yesterday, December 1st, was World AIDS Day. So I just feel like I'm in this just really emotional and really raw space. I've overcome so much because the Donye that's here right now is nothing like the Donye who first found out he was positive. I went through such a journey and I discovered and learned so much about myself. So I do know that the Donye right now that's talking about how low he feels is nothing like the Donye who actually was low and who didn't think he would make it. So I'm just trying to like navigate what that means, what that is. I'm honoring the space that I'm in. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to cheat my way out of the space that I'm in. Mm-hmm. But I am acknowledging the space that I'm in and excited for what happens and what I'll learn from this, because I do believe it is a lesson to be learned. I'm excited for what I'm going to learn from the space that I'm in right now and see where I'll get to next. But that's how my week has really been. It's just been super duper low and super interesting to kind of unpack and navigate through.
Now, can we touch a little bit on your, okay. 2 years ago, Terrell Ivan McCraney wrote an article about your status.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, that was your reveal.
Yeah, that was me public, like years before that, close friends and family all knew, but this was my first time being public with letting like everyone, anyone, strangers know that I've been positive. At that point, it was 8 years.
What made that decision? Like why did you want to do that at that time? What about that time?
That's a really good question. I think I got to a point and I got to a place of, I told myself I wasn't going to let the shame tear me apart and I wasn't going to let it rip me down. And it got to a point where I realized how amazing my support system was and still is. And if anything were to happen, like I know that I have them and I also know that I have myself. Mm-hmm. I think I underestimated how strong I was. And everyone's journey who is HIV positive is completely different. And so this isn't me saying that if you are positive and you don't share that you aren't strong. That's not the case. For me, I realized that I was in a very different space. I was in a stronger space than I thought I was in. And I think that was the catalyst for me to decide to be public with my status.
Mm. Interesting.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, me and you have been close, known each other for 5 years. And we had been close for years at this point, and I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people did.
And not trying to, you know, say it's about me, but we had just been so open and raw with each other that I was taken aback. But you said something to me that, because I didn't realize that I had contributed to the stigma and had contributed to the shame in a way. And it made me feel, it made me become more aware. I think that's one of the moments where my mind opened up like, oh my gosh, I can be, even though I'm a black gay man and have friends that are, you know, HIV positive, I can contribute to this stigma unknowingly. And this is one of my closest friends. I was hurt by what I had done. How are you navigating with still dealing with it? Because I don't know if I've done it again since then, or if I've had moments where I have said things that, you know, could have hurt you or contributed to that. So how are you still, with people now knowing, how are you still navigating with that space with people that unknowingly, are you educating? How do we educate and get rid of the stigma? Yeah. I guess that's where I'm coming from.
And so with you and me disclosing my status publicly, it was one of those things where I wanted for people to know what it looks like, what it means, and what it can be to be HIV positive. Of course, you like don't know, like someone who's positive, has AIDS, even like walking around, they don't look a certain way. Like we don't look a certain way. So I wanted to just put myself out there publicly, and then also realizing that I was getting some sort of visibility to me, to use that as a chance to just put myself out there, to be completely honest with myself, of what it is that HIV looks like, how someone who is positive navigates, how someone who is positive can view themselves and so many different ends of the spectrum, whether it's feeling super shitty, undesired, or if it's being someone who feels super desirable and like body positive and will post they dick in a booty hole on Instagram every chance that they get. So just living their complete full lives and not being afraid of that.
That was the prettiest booty hole I've ever seen.
It was like, spectacular.
You didn't see the booty hole he posted?
I saw a lot of pictures. I just don't remember if I'm thinking of the same booty hole as
it was like in the water and like the hole.
The
was
booty
like
hole was in the water.
On the water.
I might have missed that booty hole. Let
because it was you
won't.
Be able to see
it. Was it taken down?
It was deleted. And then I went on a rampage.
Yes, you did.
And I posted more.
Every penis that you could find.
Exactly.
I saw all of those.
Exactly. But yeah, and so and so that's also a part of me.
And we were blessed.
Yes. You were. You were.
In the city and
Brandon actually said one day Instagram is just gonna take your account away.
I mean,
and
all
there's nothing that you
away.
Would do, and I will be over it. But yeah, and so like we're joking about it, but like for me, moments and things like that are really claiming who I am, not being ashamed of desire, of my sexuality, of sex as someone who lives with HIV. So like all of these things has been going through my mind, and like y'all were talking about when I first started to share this, how the enemy is at work. Like I know who I am, I know what I'm capable of, I know what I've been through, yet and still there are moments when things just don't line up in terms of my spirit, in terms of my like mental. And I wonder, am I doing enough? I wonder, am I being seen? If I matter, if there's love. And I know all of that does exist. So that's why this space is so interesting. And that's also why I'm sharing that as well. Because yes, I am public. I'm very vocal about my status, but I'm also a fully realized human being. So I can have these emotions. Yeah. And I want to share that that's also a part of the journey as well.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Awesome. I love that.
That's where I've been. I love you too.
I love you. Love you. Love you so much. We're going to make sure. Oh, I just want to say, you know, it was World AIDS Day. Is that, well, that's
your first.
That was yesterday.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Okay. So make sure you know your status, get tested, and let's end the stigma, y'all.
Come through.
It's not a death sentence.
Well, it should not be.
People are living full lives.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So I send all my love out to us, and especially Black gay men, because we have the highest rate of infection. And just take care of yourselves, you all. Like, just know what's going on.
Yeah, they say one in every two.
One in every two. Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. And with that being said,
because it used to be one in four.
Yeah, and then it was one in three, and now it was one in two. And I will say, since being public with my status, so a few weeks ago, it was on Facebook, it was on Instagram, and I tweeted asking Black queer men who are HIV positive, what are your thoughts on desire in terms of how you desire and how you feel as if you are desired? Mm-hmm. And then today I shared just about how like low I've been feeling as I've been like navigating my status. And from that post to what I shared today, I've been blown away at people who I know, who I'm close with, and even being so public with my status, complete strangers have been coming out the woodworks sharing that they're positive as well, sharing like their journey, how long they've been positive. Some folks, like anywhere from a few months ago all the way to like 20 years of being positive.
Wow.
And it's everyone all within the spectrum. So it's just been so interesting to hear and to feel people feel affirmed in themselves and to just be able to talk about their journey and like where they are. So
I love
Amen
it.
To that.
You are changing lives.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, one word at a time.
One word at a time.
Amen. Amber.
Come on, Princess.
Shit, I should have gone second because I ain't done shit. It's going to be anticlimactic as a whole. I mean, I've been at the house. I've been in rehearsal. I bought some groceries and I set my ass down.
Come on through.
The end.
You was cooking this week?
I was cooking a little bit.
What was you cooking?
What you
so
make?
So I was cooking
you
nigga
ain't bring
food.
Us
no. Y'all was being such a nigga. Because two days in a row, so I'm in this lab for Olympica.
And who in that? So that's with
Eden Espinosa and a million Darlicia. Like, everybody is sick. It's a sick ass cast. Ooh. Everybody's sick. So Eden had, I think she went to LA to do some things, and like all of my stuff is with her. Mm-hmm. So since she was gone, I didn't have to go to rehearsal. So for like 2 days in a row, like my spirit thought it was like a snow day. Ooh. So I like went to the store and got like nigga shit that I never eat.
Come on, nigga shit.
Like, no, I meant like I made my own like burgers and fries, but also broccoli for balance, but then also made a cake and then made cookies and was just like eating.
All of this. Where's the cookies and the cake?
Nigga shit is what she says.
I was like in my pajamas watching Disney movies, like eating. Just
you brought us apples, but you got cookies and cake at the house.
Okay, listen here. It was
three. And french fries.
Okay, y'all trying it. It's all gone
and
now.
Cheetos.
Okay, it's all
and
gone now.
And cheesesteaks.
Right.
And hoagies.
And
strombolis.
Well, nigga, I can't catch up to your lobsters, okay? I'm doing the best I can. I'm broke. I ain't got money like you.
You ain't nobody's broke. As okay. much as you be singing out here.
I wish niggas paid me as much as they
you
should
just
pay
did a
me.
Concert, didn't you?
I wish they paid me what I should be getting paid.
You just did a, what, Witness Uganda concert?
Yeah, that was a cute coin.
Okay.
But I'm still, it ain't cleared yet. So.
Ooch.
You know what I mean? It takes 3 to 5 business days. You know
not
how it
oop,
is.
Not ouch. Ooch.
No. Yikes. Yikes. Clear,
that's what's up. That's
but
what's
yeah,
up.
That's all. I've had a very chill week.
Well, come since through. People ain't paying you for the shows, uh-huh. You're creating your own, right?
I am. So next Sunday, a week from today, December 9th at 9 p.m.,
yeah.
I'm doing my one-woman show at the Triad. Everybody need to come. Buy your tickets. Bring your mama. Bring your daddy.
Me and Danya is hosting it.
Yes.
Come on through. Come on through.
Me and Danya is going to introduce and we hosting the concert.
Come on. God. Y'all know y'all want to be
right.
there.
See us all.
Y'all, that's hilarious. These niggas have just decided this. I did not see. They didn't see CBCC of it.
She agrees.
I can't.
You already know what it's going to give and you here for it.
Right.
So come through.
So let us just come and just do what we do.
Oh my God.
Great.
Okay. So they're going to do something.
And turn it out.
Chris going to be there. I know y'all want to meet Chris face to face. Y'all
He's
need
gonna...
to see Chris. He gonna have a booth where you can, you know, take selfies with him.
Yeah.
Shirtless, baby oil down.
Come through, Chris.
And I just CC myself on that shit.
Okay.
So that will be happening. BCC me. Hello. Jericho, work it out. You know, set up some signage.
BCC or BBC?
I'm BBCCDDNE. Nigga, all the alphabet.
I cannot with you.
So, we decided
you wanna
to
go
do
ahead and people up in there like, Chris Ryan, you shirtless. Chris, where the baby oil at?
Right.
That mean Chris gotta do what, you know, he gotta do.
So tell us what the show's about.
So, this is my one woman show. Is about my life. It's
the one you did in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I tweak it and change it every time I do it.
Okay.
To adapt it to things that are going on, how I'm feeling. But I originally wrote this
adaption.
Come on now,
Chantal. You know it's got to grow and evolve. If not,
yes.
Why do
come
it?
On, hey now.
But it's mostly how I was in a position where I felt like everything in my life was. I was just like stagnant and complacent and unhappy. But even as I said that, I was like, you sound like the most ungrateful person in the world. You got life, health, strength, clothes on your back, money in your pocket.
Broadway credits.
And people think that that means happiness
Something.
And
yep.
joy and all these things. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you are constantly asking yourself, are you enough? Will I ever have enough? What does enough look like?
My God.
And just how I see that in my love life, in my career, in all these aspects of my life. So that's pretty much what the show is about. Just coming and listening to me talk about my crazy ass life, sing some songs, tell some jokes, you know, take some selfies. It's a great night. You're going to have a lot of fun. All of my friends are fine, so you'll meet a cute boy. I won't because I just never do. But
you got any
yeah.
guest artists coming?
No, it's just me.
Okay.
Live.
Just me. No
live.
Backgrounds, just 3 band members and me.
Wow.
Yeah. Come through.
Turn it out at the Triad.
I hope so. Praise God. Shout out.
Not hope so. You got this.
Just pray my throat show up. Shout out.
It will. Okay, well, let's bring it down.
Yeah, you know, so I got excited. I got excited.
Let's bring it down, baby.
Right. Keep it cute. Keep it mute.
Come on. So that'll be so much fun. So we've decided Broadway Black will be
yes.
giving away 2 tickets to the show.
Hey.
We're going to hear it here first.
Yes.
This will come out tomorrow. So what we want you to do is you need to create your own.
Homemade boomerang. If you follow me, you see my homemade boomerang.
So Amber's going to do a homemade boomerang before she
yes,
leaves today.
Yes, I am.
And we're going to post it on Off Books so you can have an example.
Yes.
And she'll post it on hers, and we'll show you what a homemade boomerang is.
And you'll know exactly what it is.
And so we just want you to create your own homemade boomerang.
Yes.
And the best one she's going to pick.
I'm going
to
pick.
And they're going to get two tickets to see the show.
Bam, boom, pow. Boom.
So just to make sure, you're not asking them to do a scene from Boomerang with Eddie Murphy.
No, I'm not.
That's not a homemade boomerang.
Okay. Or Home Alone. No.
Okay.
A homemade boomerang.
I just want to do it. We need the clarity.
Listen.
Right?
I hate you so much.
If that's what you want to call it.
But if you can somehow incorporate a scene from Boomerang into your home, why not? Don't let me limit your creativity.
Yeah.
Boom.
Like, yes.
That's a trifecta.
Do what you need to do. Yes. I'm here for it.
I love it.
I can't wait.
So I'm excited to see you.
It's going
to
be great.
I don't think I've been to like a concert in a long time. Like,
I don't think so. And this is, and I always tell people
this
just so they know what they expect.
For me.
It's not a concert, it's a one woman show. Like, I'm not singing 50,000 songs. It's not that. It's really a whole one woman show.
Yes.
So I just want people to be prepared.
Also,
you know,
the Facebook status is live.
Yeah, shout out.
That's a good way to put it. I saw clips of when you did it in LA when Eric Williams was there.
Of course he did.
And I got my entire, like, he didn't put everything up. He gave just what the people needed, what I needed.
I was like, please don't put everything, Eric, so people will not buy tickets.
And I got my entire life, so I'm excited.
Thanks,
I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Come on now.
And Danya, your reading is on.
This.
So we got a full day next Sunday, y'all.
Yeah, we do.
Amber's not gonna be here next week because she's gonna be in rehearsals for a show.
Yeah.
We're gonna leave from the studio and go right there before the show we record next week. Danya's doing a reading of North Star at Signature Theater, directed by Malika Oyedeman.
It was my first play set in Philly. It's my thesis play, if you want to call it that, at Juilliard.
Yeah.
So Saturday will be the first showing, which is at 7 p.m. And then Sunday at 2:30 p.m. will be the final reading. And then afterward, it's going to be like some fancy.
Now, who in this cast? Anybody cute?
Yes, a lot of people cute. All Juilliard actors. Since it's a Juilliard thesis, all Juilliard actors.
Okay.
Current final year actors, and then some Juilliard alum comprise the cast.
Okay.
And like I said,
cute.
This is my first play set in Philly. I'm
you
looking forward
that.
To it. You better believe it. I can't wait.
I know you can.
I cannot
I'm excited
wait.
For you.
We're about to get it popping.
So next Sunday is going to be a day, y'all.
It really is.
Like, but it's going to be an off-book day.
Come
so
on through.
If you can get tickets to Diane's reading, make sure you get them.
And buy tickets to my shit right now.
Yes, I know that's right.
$25.
$25. That ain't nothing.
That ain't nothing, Shawty.
Not at all.
Y'all, that's a drop in the bucket. So come and she going to autograph your chest.
Sign your baby, sign your titties, whatever you want.
All right now.
I got good Sharpies.
She got silver ones. So that's what's up, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time for I Said What I Said.
I'm so glad.
Yes.
You did it.
Yes,
you did.
I did.
And I hope you got your monologue.
It ain't even my day.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ.
You see how Danya be like.
Danya, we was.
See how Danya be like really you. Trying me.
He fucking with you.
He fucks with me every week. He do something to try to get me like. Because he know I can't take it. My nerves are bad.
You don't think it's funny?
No, I don't think it's funny.
You don't want to laugh?
You know I don't think it's funny. Because you know I start panicking. I start sweating.
He does. I was like, wait, what?
You know I can't take it. Now I know next week is my week because today is your week. But you got this.
Come on, order.
Okay, I'm excited.
And I'm excited, too. We've been doing good guessing
them.
Like, have y'all been, like, y'all need to reach out to us and let us know, have y'all been guessing?
Oh, yeah, that's really good, because I really be wanting to know.
I do be wanting to know, too.
Because
maybe
still,
one week we going to do it, and we going to guess it, and we going to edit it out. You're going to have to send in and tell us what it is.
Because I still get mad that they didn't know the Color Museum. You know that still pisses me off,
when
Drew.
I listen to that in
that
my house,
I still get mad.
I wish some niggas would. I'm so glad I wasn't
tried
here.
I to make it easy.
Oh,
and
my
just,
God.
It didn't go
it
over well.
It was difficult. Actually.
Y'all ain't niggas.
Pissed.
Y'all ain't real niggas. What is going on?
A nigga was pissed.
Well, you know, I just chalk it up to, you know, we had Ashley, who was, you know, a journalist. She's a writer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She does essays, so she's not really into the theater.
Understood.
Michael is more of like television film. He was just in a web series, so he's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
Christiane Pitts.
Mm-hmm.
King Kong has taken over her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they had
allowances.
I'm glad.
Yes.
You giving them a whole
come
lot.
On allowances.
Leading with love.
You are.
Yes,
I'm
you
proud
are.
Of you, because I'm leading with bitch why. Y'all should know. Colored, goddamn.
Y'all see how energies transfer? I've given the energy
you
away.
Sure
they
did.
Just taking it. They just
absorbed. That kind of sounded like I was sucking dick. But I was absorbing energy.
If you would have seen the way he sucked that up. He sucked that up. You're
it was supposed to be absorbing energy. Not sucking dick. My bad.
Yo, my mama listened to this show.
Sorry, mama.
But she be telling me. But you know what? I will say this. My mom has come such a long way in in love and acceptance. And I am just so proud of her.
Amen.
I really, really am to be able to have discussions or conversations, and just in a normal kind of way, like, oh, it just comes up in conversation, mm-hmm. to where you don't even have to like cringe or think like, mm-hmm. and it just, everything is fine. Everything, you know, and we may not be all the way there, but we are getting there. Mm-hmm. So Mom, I love you so much.
Are you going to make me cry? Because I love you and your mama. Don't make me cry.
Mm-hmm. I never thought we would be here to this place. And I think that I've held a lot of anger and a lot of different emotions because of that. And I felt trapped. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm able now to be an actor, because I always felt like I was living two lives to begin with. So I was never able to really sit on stage and live a third. So now I'm able to live free and be honest and be open with myself and with people that matter to me the most.
Amen.
And now I'm able to take on other things. And so I'm just really happy, if that makes sense.
It does.
I'm happy for you.
I'm really happy.
Amen.
So, so let's go. Yes. Let's get into it. I'm not going to cry.
I'm ready.
Come on. Oh, I thought y'all forgot.
No,
shut up.
Come on here. You be acting like Brandon sometimes.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Man, there's a bathtub, two big screen TVs, a portrait of Abraham Lincoln randomly, bowling balls, ballerina slippers, LPs, Joe Louis's boxing shorts, at least 50 pair of Jordans, a moose head, a stuffed bear, all these newspaper and magazines, furniture, mannequins with hoop skirts, a human cadaver, tricycles, bicycles, a mummy, my nigga, a hot tub, my nigga, all these put-up jams and preserves, a pimp cup, a diaphragm, two barrels of scissorb, a soul food buffet, Tupac and Biggie in there, my nigga. They told me to tell y'all they coming back. Boxes of VHS tapes of old recorded reruns of A Different World, Living Single, Martin, Black Radio is in there, Being Cool is in there, Cornrows, Sunglasses, Two-Way Pages, Jamaican fucking Castor Oil, Just For Me, my nigga, Cash on Skillets, my nigga, Nigga Styling is in there, Profiling is in there, Nigga John Coltrane's Horn is in there, Nigga Sarah Bartman's Ass is in there, Nigga Kunta Kinte's Toes is in there, my nigga, They Got Cool Ranch Doritos and Purple Drink, Hugs is in there, Tap Dances is in there, Box Braids, Glass Tables, Eazy-E's First 16 Bars, Bessie Smith is in there, A Burnt Out Bus, A Burnt House, A Burnt Up Church Complete With People and Steeple, They Got Soul up in there, They Got All These Books by Niggas That Was Shot Before They Could Write, They Got All These Books That People Couldn't Write or Wouldn't Write, man, they got everything in there.
Okay, what in the hell?
I need it to come to my inbox so I can use it.
Okay,
this is a new
I feel like he opened up like a time capsule for niggas.
Come through.
And he listed all the things that was in there.
Or like a museum or
something. Yeah. Okay,
Or maybe he might be talking about...
I think it's a man. I think this is a man.
Okay,
okay.
Maybe he might be talking about something that is inside of himself or inside of...
Something.
So this is obviously contemporary.
It's contemporary. Mm-hmm. I know it's a man's point of view, this monologue, but I don't know who wrote this. Mm-hmm. I feel like a man wrote this.
Okay.
Maybe a woman. I don't know. I got questions. Okay, was this produced off-Broadway?
Yes.
In New York City?
Yes.
In the past 10 years?
Yes.
It had to
in
be the past
5 years?
Yes.
In the past 2 years?
Yes.
Ooh, this is recent. God dang it, I done missed whatever this was.
Oh my God.
Is this like the death of the last black man on what? It's one of them, like that I missed.
Ooh. This is not the death of the last black man.
No, but it's something like one of them that's just off Broadway that just happened. Jesus.
And I feel like I've heard this and I just cannot place it.
Come on.
What theater was it at?
Oh, you can't. We can't do that. We ain't there yet. Like, you know what I'm saying? We got to give a little bit more.
We need to find a playwright. Is it a man or a female? That's what we need to
figure out. Yeah, let's find a playwright first. So I would say this is a man.
Okay.
And I would say that this is like Brandon Jenkins.
One of them.
No.
It's not him, but it's one of his friends.
Yes, one of his friends.
I would say. Oh, Jesus, why don't I know this?
Or is it a woman?
Dun, dun, dun.
Give us a, is it a woman? Give us a hint or something.
Y'all were right the first time.
It's a, man. It's a man. Okay, good. Okay. I feel good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Feel better about
it's all right in your spirit.
So it's not Robert O'Hara.
No, it's not.
No, because he did Booty Candy already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did Booty Candy.
Okay.
It's not Jenkins. Is it?
It is.
Is it Terrell?
It's not Terrell.
No. Because you know he already did Terrell too, so he's not gonna try to do this.
That's true. Yeah. But I thought he might try to trick us.
I was thinking about it.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time, niggas.
Is it Jeremy?
No, it's not Jeremy.
Is it James Iams?
Come through.
This is Kill Move Paradise.
Yes, it is.
I'll be proud of y'all.
Yes,
I'll
yes,
be so proud of y'all.
I know I've seen this. This was at Kill Move Paradise at National Black Theater.
Yes.
Yes.
Like a year and a half ago.
I knew it was real fresh. Yeah. And I know I missed it.
And this is before Pose came out because
Ryan Swain was in. Mm-hmm. Ain't you, you know.
Yeah.
Ryan.
We're going to have Ryan on the show immediately. Like, let's just text him.
Should do that. Mm-hmm.
And just make it happen.
Clinton Lowe was in it.
Yes.
Donnell Smith was in it. Siddiqui was in it, who passed away.
Yes.
Not too shortly after.
Oh, my God. That was his last performance on stage.
It was.
Just a moment of silence for him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because you just never know when it's your last time, and for him to give all he had to the stage and literally left it there.
Yeah.
Oh, the show was just wonderful. It was moving. It was everything that you could think. It was a spaceship of blackness and just a space and time that we just don't get to have.
Mm-hmm.
And James Iams did the fuck out of that.
He did.
Who was also featured this week.
Yeah, come on. And that's another reason why I wanted to. I was thinking.
Come on. You better segue into.
Because I was trying to stop. I was literally, when we were guessing, I was looking at the picture. I was like, it ain't George C. Wolfe. It ain't.
Come on.
That's how I started.
That is literally at the top of my list for.
Hot Topics. Ooh, I pitched her up, even though she's not hot. The vessel spoke through me. I was just a vessel just now.
Yes, y'all. I thought you was going to do it down in the basement.
Hot Topics.
We got options.
Hot topics. You know, fuck with all of them, Chris. You know, just make a mosaic of my throat. You know, give them a diaspora of sounds.
Make it harmony. So the black male writers for of our time was featured in New York Times this week, and it was just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to say the names of all the young men and the icons that were a part of it. So there were Robert Jones Jr., who's a novelist, Nathan Allen Davis, a playwright, Rowan Ricardo Phillips, a poet, Jamel Brinkley, short story writer, Gregory Pardlow, poet, Major Jackson, poet, Michael R. Jackson, playwright, Shane McCrae, poet, James Hanaham, novelist, Brontez Purnell.
We praying while you do this.
Can
you?
I know y'all are on the edge of y'all seats.
Everybody, blessed oil. Get it out.
Just feel Reed,
sprinkle oil towards the center of the room, everybody.
Brian Keith Jackson, novelist. Dinez Smith, poet. Mm-hmm. Cornelius Eady, poet. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Renard Allen, James McBride, Darrell Pickney, Kevin Young, James Iams, Jericho Brown, Nelson George, George C. Wolfe, Deshaun Charles Winslow, Reginald McKnight, Philip B. Williams, Ricky Laurentis, I think I said that right, Marcus Burke, Mitchell S. Jackson, Maurice Carlos Ruffin, and Denois Mengistu.
Well, come on through.
Shout out, we made it. We're still here.
I don't know if I said those right.
Probably fucked up at least seven, but it's fine.
But you tried.
I did definitely
try. You
tried. And you didn't stumble.
They all sounded beautiful.
They really did. That's why I was like, oh, he got it.
Well, even when he said Mikala, that's a pretty name. Even though that Mikala ain't her name, but it's still pretty.
Michaela is what I said.
Oh, look at God. He revealed it. Reveal
hey
it,
now. Hey
it.
Now. Come on.
But we just wanted to speak their names.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they weren't, you know, right. But we want to speak their names and make sure that we, you know, give them honor where honor is due.
Niggas.
Because they deserve. And that photo
was popping.
Listen, I'm trying to figure out, Donya, why weren't you in there?
Well,
they invited you and you didn't go? You couldn't go? You couldn't make it?
I don't think that for a very long time, the Times will be fucking with a nigga. I gotta keep it honest with y'all.
I will keep it honest with y'all.
In fact, the Times has a list of these are the niggas that we don't fuck with. And ain't but one nigga on that list.
I am number one on that list.
I might be.
You 2.2.
Like, time and time again, I have I've tweeted the Times saying fuck you.
Yes, you have.
So I don't think the Times fuck with me. But with all that being said,
right. It was still
that
beautiful.
Thing
it
was beautiful. Spectacular.
Ooh,
oh my God.
I woke up on Friday morning gagged at the beauty.
I
it was spectacular.
That, like, I want a picture. Mm-hmm. I want it for my wall.
And then to see so many of my peeps up in there, oh
yes.
My gosh. That added to the beauty of it
okay,
for me.
Jeremy is a model, y'all.
He is.
Right. Like that hair. That bone structure, those lips, that blackness, like he is.
He wanted to be on the show so bad, y'all.
Why don't we come?
Well, I remember a few times when I invited him. I think what ended up happening, either conflict with school, and then another time somebody else actually got the seat. But he's ready to come on the show.
Well, let's
come
just on, have him. Like,
okay.
We can just have him.
Let's get it popping.
Like, it can be the three of us, and we can just have him. Like, he can just come. Well, you call next week. You want to put him in your chair?
Sure, he can come in my chair.
Come through.
Okay.
He won't be able to do it next week.
Oh, because he's probably gone.
That's opening for.
But good, because I kind of want to meet him and be here first.
Okay. Come through.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay. So we're going to have to.
It's going
to
happen.
There's so much happening.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm so proud of him. Mm-hmm. He's just phenomenal.
Come through.
And that he's a model. But that spread is like, and all the spreads that Jeremy's been doing recently from you know, New York Times.
Going off.
Like, he's been going off. But that's the type of imagery we need for black people in the theater. Mm-hmm. And we don't get it consistent enough.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that is like, oh, I'm going to change it. I promise y'all. I just got to find the right tools because mm-hmm. that is just so, like, they got money. Like, you can see the money yeah. all through.
Coin.
They got a coin that is coming through yeah. and it's showing the... There is a light
Come
that
on.
Shines.
Come on.
Sing your song.
Special for you.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was
you know,
a lot of
the,
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on.
I wasn't expecting it to keep going, and it did.
Well, we're going to talk about that, something we did not expect to keep going, something else that we didn't expect to keep going, The House That Would Not Stand, Marcus Gardley's play.
I don't know how to receive that.
Was that shameful?
No, at all.
Oh, you mean you didn't expect it to get turned into a movie?
Right, exactly.
Oh, I thought you meant like when it was on, when it was playing, you didn't expect it.
I didn't know what you meant.
That's why I asked.
Because the show is great.
Okay, good.
Spectacular.
Yes, wonderful show. But okay, I'm just saying it's good.
We
new
didn't
life.
Expect, you're right.
Right.
You're absolutely
something
right.
Something that's getting new life. Okay, that didn't land
both
well.
Both me and Danielle both went.
Gag.
That didn't land well, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But no, that's not what I mean at all.
Yep.
It's getting a treatment of feature film treatment from MWM Studios. Mm. The stage production examines the fascinating, mostly unknown lives of the free women of color who became millionaires through the common law marriages of white men and black Creole women and fought against racial oppression pre-Civil War. After its initial run at the New York Stage and Film Company in 2012, the play had its New York Theater Workshop premiere earlier this year. It earned Gardley the 2015 Glickman Award and was the finalist for the 2015 Kennedy Prize.
Wow.
And it also won several Adelco Awards, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last week? That was Monday, yeah. Last a couple
Sound
of weeks
like
ago.
That.
So yeah, like shout out to The House That Would Not Stand. It's a beautiful show, and I hope that Linda Gravatt and
Harry D. Floyd,
Harry D. Floyd, like
all the girls,
are able to go
to
along
be up
with
in it.
It. Yeah, like
please don't go cast and not Lathan. No offense to none of them, but
yeah, because yeah, like
don't
that
get
thing
Zoe
off
Saldana
that
please, Jesus.
We don't need you know any of the Carucci's.
Please, please.
The Carucci's.
We don't need
no the Carucci's. We don't need neither none.
The Carucci's.
We don't need none of.
I see the Carucci's now.
We don't need any of them.
They're coming for it. They gonna come for it.
Jesus.
You know,
yeah.
Like, just leave the amandalas alone.
Can we just have this one thing,
right.
Please?
Please, please, Jeez. Please. Yeah.
When I saw that play, I was like, how did I not know this? Mm-hmm. Like, how did I not know this existed?
Was
this
yeah.
was a thing.
Right, for black Creole
yeah.
women. Like, that they literally maneuvered their whole lives around getting these white men and marrying them and having to set up, like, their fortunes and their
yeah.
families through this.
And
it's just so fascinating.
Yeah, being free, having that, like, agency. It was
it's
just
like
it
Black
was,
China and Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
Right. you know what? Why would I say right? And I can't.
You really did.
Right.
And
like,
I just fell back like this.
But it made all the sense in the world.
It actually did.
See,
but
that's what
still.
I'm talking about. I don't be listening. I just be responding. He said,
But shout out to Marcus, y'all.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yes, that's amazing. And
who will be penning the script as well, the screenplay.
Another show that's headed to the small screen, but not the big screen, the small screen, is Katori Hall's Pussy Valley.
There were talks about this for a minute.
It has been talked for a minute.
So I'm glad that, like, yes, it is happening.
It is right. She deserves.
Yes, she does.
Because she has been working so hard, but she's been diligent, and she has also been committed to her vision. Like, she hasn't let anybody waver her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm sure she's had plenty of offers to do things and do, you know, different types of things, but she's been so committed to her vision. So shout out to Katori Hall. Stars has ordered the drama series P-Valleys, which is going to be called, based on Hall's play Pussy Valley, an hour-long series set deep in the Mississippi Delta. It tells the story of a little strip club that could and the characters who come through its doors. It's going to be the Players Club on TV, y'all.
Yes.
I'm through. And then also, can I just share about this? Yeah, she's the creator. She's also the showrunner.
Yes.
What that means as the showrunner is that she has pretty much as possible full autonomy of
the
this
show.
Story.
Yes, she
so,
does.
So not just being the creator who has to talk to a showrunner who talks to the network. She's the one who runs everything. She's the one who talks directly to the network. Like, okay, no, this will not happen. This will happen. All of these decisions are being made by her.
Yeah, and this
which
show
is spectacular.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
this show has been in development since 2016. It's, you know, like I said, it's about those characters from the Little Strip Club that could, the hopeful, the lost, the broken, the ballers, the beautiful, and the damned. It will star Brandi Evans as Mercedes, Nico Ananon as Uncle Clifford, Shannon Thornton, and Jay Alphonse Nicholson.
Our homie.
He is our homie, right?
He was in a beast.
Paradise Blue. At Signature Theater, if you don't know who he is. He's an amazing actor.
And this summer he was in The North Star.
Going off.
With Chris Davis. Spectacular.
Yes.
Chris Davis. Praise the Lord.
Is that not his name?
No, it is. I was celebrating him.
She had a chocolate moment.
I was celebrating him.
She had a chocolate moment.
He should be high and lifted up at all times. And shirtless. Or wherever. I don't care.
Him and Fireflies, he could Firefly me.
Listen to the heavens. Listen.
Like,
I know what you wanted to say.
Listen.
And you was about to say
listen,
it. But you got real poetic
listen,
on a nigga.
He can catch it, keep it on layaway,
put,
on sale.
Put
discount.
Me in a jar, okay?
Shut up.
What does that even mean?
Woo.
Listen, you know exactly what
man.
It means.
I'm just telling the truth.
You know
her.
Exactly. When you put him in those white boxes, you know exactly what
it meant. Put me in a jar, nigga. I cannot.
We are so happy for all of those people that are could be a part of the show. It's just a good time to be
yes,
black
it is.
And to be from the theater community because we are winning. It has been also announced now that, speaking of Jeremy O'Harris, Ronald Pete has been announced to star in Jeremy's play Daddy.
Come through.
A play called Daddy, I just can't. Like, I want to laugh every time I hear it, but I know that it's something phenomenal. So it'll be debuting at the Signature Center. In the spring, it is an exploration of intimacy and identity, which, what does it say? Basquiat's gospel and fantasy collide around a Bel Air swimming pool. So the new play, directed by Dana Tamor, will debut at the Signature Theater in the spring, a co-production from the new group and the it's a co-production from the new group and the Vineyard. The complete casting will be Tommy Dorfman from 13 Reasons Why. Max Cohen Kim from American Gods as Bellamy, and Hari Neff from Transparent.
Come through.
And Alan Cumming is going to be in it as well.
Work.
So that's a good little cast right there.
Mm-hmm.
They're working. So shout out to that. So make sure you get your tickets, and also get your tickets right now to Jeremy's play at if you can.
New York Theater Workshop. Slave Play.
Yeah, so we got to go see that too, like immediately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did get tickets. I'm going to let you know. I got to look through to when I got tickets so I can let you know.
But how are you just going to get tickets already and just not even tell me?
I didn't think. I just was like, let me get a ticket. And I got a ticket. But I'm telling you now, you're going to get a ticket.
And you also got a ticket to, you got invited to opening night of Choir Boy. I didn't get my invite yet. I'm sort of feeling away.
I actually feel bad because a nigga won't be here.
Well, you can just send it over.
Can you have a plus one?
Yeah.
Probably not. Okay, then
we got you.
So we'll hold it down for you. Yeah, we'll just go.
Come through.
I got a gown at the house.
Get your life.
We ready.
Get your life.
So just go in and reserve the tickets. Don't even try to because they be trying to act funny.
Yeah.
So it'll be me and Amber.
Thank you.
Come through.
Done.
And I think I'm getting another set of tickets too. So we'll
y'all better live.
Yeah, oh yeah. We choir boy. Like, I listen to them rehearse every day.
and you deserve to go in
singing.
I was so like, over when I looked at the date.
Let me tell you what happened this week too. So I was, I was at the front desk, you know, hearing them rehearse, and they took a break. You know, everybody took a break until we get some food and whatever. And they're supposed to rehearse, supposed to start. You know, Tripp is the director, and Tripp leaves, and I think he goes outside and he comes back. You know, usually he just goes and like he's on his phone and he's doing something. He leaves the building and just like takes a walk or whatever, and he comes back. And so he comes back and he goes into the rehearsal room and the lights are dark and nobody's in there. And he's like, what's going on? And so he comes back out and he said, where's my cast? Like, what's happening? Where's my cast? And he's just out in the hall. So he goes back into the room again and he sees, like, he said, nobody's in there. But like, I guess the stage manager was laying down asleep, taking a nap. He said, I don't know what's happening. Like, where are, like, what is happening? So he like was talking to me. I said, oh, they, I don't know what happened. I thought maybe they went to lunch. He said, no, we're supposed to be back now. And I said, oh, well, if you need to replace them, I'm here.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
He said, how's your singing voice? I said, it's warm. Like, I was ready. Like, I was ready to, you know, jump right in.
So come through.
I'm so sorry to the cast. Like, Jeremy, like, I was here. I was available. But what happened,
you always got
to
stay ready.
What happened,
so you don't have to get ready.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. So what happened was that they were hiding from him because, you know, we have all, like, extra stuff in the rehearsal hall. Mm-hmm. So they were hiding from him. And when he went back to the room, they surprised him. But it was so quiet in there, you didn't know. But I wonder if, like, they were listening and heard me say, if you need to replace him.
They
like,
did.
They did.
They sure the
and they got their eyes
did.
On you, nigga.
Don't drink or eat nothing from there.
You, okay.
And I mean, like, you know, I mean, we all cool, but like, you know, yes. Like, guys, you, like, hey. Hello. I hopped on opportunity. Opportunity presented
okay.
itself.
Shata.
Bam.
That was your joke, not
hello.
Mine.
Okay.
Because the joke is on
so
you.
You, right. Because here I am. Okay. Ready. So I can't wait for Choir Boy. That's going to be so amazing. Speaking of something else that should be amazing, it's a new play by the Jump playwright. By the Jump playwright. Somebody that wrote a play called Jump.
Okay.
So, girl from Orange Is the New Black, Naomi Lauren, will star as Philomena.
Probably.
Philomena.
And Naomi was also in What to Send Up When It Goes Down, Alicia's play.
Philomena. Oh, is that who we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she did so good.
Yeah, she did.
She's the one that started off the show with the speech and told us, like, so that's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that after the show, I said I really loved her voice and, like, her presence. Like,
yeah.
She's
captivating.
The truth. So she's going to be in a show at Ensemble Studio Theater called Behind the Sheet. And that's by Charlie Yvonne, who wrote a play called Jump. It's inspired by the story of Dr. J. Marion Sims, who repeatedly performed experimental surgery on his female slaves. Mm. That is...
happening.
Yeah, that's...
That is happening.
That's deep. That's deep.
Okay. Yeah.
Performances will begin January 9th ahead of a January 17th opening. And we'll continue through February 3rd. Also, another play that we should be looking out for, McKinley Belcher III.
Yes.
Come on, Mandy.
Come
on, Mandy. Yeah. McKinley. Mandy and McKinley. Let's get it.
Mandy Masden to star in Loy A. Webb's The Light off Broadway. The Light is what is the name of the play is called. The Light introduces us to Rashad and Genesis on what should be one of the happiest days of their lives, a marriage proposal. Their joy quickly unravels when ground-shifting accusations from the past resurface. So these some good shit is coming, y'all.
And can we just shout out really quickly? So The Light by Loy A. Webb, directed by what is her name? Logan Vaughn.
Uh-huh.
Black woman playwright, black woman director.
Yes.
Shout out. Can we talk about What to Send Up When It Goes Down? Alicia Harris, directed by Whitney White, a black woman playwright, a black woman director.
Ooh,
shout out.
That. Oh, I'm loving it.
Like, we are in a time, y'all.
It's
we
happening.
Are in a time.
We are in a time.
And I love
it. And
these.
I am so grateful to be in this time right now.
It's
yes. There's another musical coming, too, about... there's just been musicals happening about, you know, our black icons. So this week there was also... They started another presentation for Nelson Mandela musical.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared of that.
Why?
I actually thought that was another musical called I'm Scared of That. Nelson Mandela, and then I'm Scared of That.
No,
what's that musical given? I'm
Why
scared
are you
of that.
Scared?
So we know the book writer, though, Leona Michelle.
Yeah, Leona Michelle.
The music I'm scared of.
Why?
It's Nelson Mandela is such a pro-black icon.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that African music and things of that diaspora should be presented by black people.
Mm-hmm. And this is he is African.
He is African?
Yes.
Now, this I did not know.
Yes, he's South African.
Who?
He's talking about the boy you think is a white boy.
Greg?
Yeah, Greg is African.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's from there.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
If you look at him, you don't know. He is apps all the way. He's like a Charlize Theron, but actually like from there.
Okay.
But for real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome,
and that
no
makes
problem.
Me feel a tad mm-hmm. bit yeah, better. Yeah,
yeah. A tad bit.
Right, you know, because he's still a white South African.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. You know, if apartheid was still happening, he would be on the
I
right side.
I understand what you're saying.
So, you know, that's still like, you know.
I hear you. But he know more about Africa than I do. So okay. I'm going to let him do his job.
But I'm sure there's some black Africans
yeah,
that
I'm
write
sure,
musicals.
But they're not writing in his. So I'm going to let him do his
job. Yeah, like, do it.
Do
but you know, I just said I was weary.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? I just said I was weary.
I hear you.
I ain't heard nothing from it. I ain't seen it. You know, and he got some singers in there.
Oh, he got all the
singers. Yeah, he got Aaron Marcellus sang so good.
Oh, God, he did.
So Aaron Marcellus is also in the presentation for Nelson Mandela Musical, but he sang with Ashley Jenkins this past Monday. And you can also catch him on Sunday nights, I believe, in Harlem.
I never know what it's called, yeah.
It used to be Village Underground.
Yep.
But now it's at Mist Harlem
there
on Sunday nights. Yep. And they just, he sings so, he's standing in for Ron Grant because Ron Grant isn't feeling well right now, but he sings just beautifully. If you don't know Aaron Marcellus, you know, shout out to him, get to know him, follow him on Instagram, go look at his videos because it makes you want to just throw all your draws at him.
But every single one
yes,
of them.
Like literally, like I will put on four pairs just to keep throwing them at him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But there is another musical, Muhammad Ali musical, When We Were Kings.
Based
on Muhammad Ali documentary. It's in the works. A book writer is Shelley Marcus. Producer is David Sonnenberg. The workshop will be in the spring of 2019 and plans to have a full stage musical the following year. The musical will include portrayals of James Brown, B.B. King, the Pointer Sisters, among others, who all performed at the Zayar Festival just before the fight.
So basically Motown, but Muhammad Ali.
But there you go.
I guess. And, you know, we got a little sad news this week, too. All the shows are closing.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
Like, so many shows. It's like, Once on This Island is closing,
that time.
Y'all. Like,
it's that time.
So Michelle Williams started on Friday.
Yes, she did.
Oh, she started already.
Yeah.
That was no shade.
No, you just didn't realize.
It was pure curiosity.
Yeah, I thought she was booked until like July of 2019.
Yeah,
so I wonder if they're going to have to like buy her out her Boop. Contract.
No, we don't do those kind of things.
I don't. Okay.
Yeah, when it closes,
it's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, but.
That's a gag.
Yeah, like it is a gag. But I heard she was still on book on Wednesday.
I want you to leave me alone.
What?
I didn't say anything. I just said I want you to leave me alone. Keep talking.
Well, I mean, I just heard that it just wasn't going well. Like that she was still on book on Wednesday, and you know, you can't be on book for a show like Once on This Island.
Listen, as long as you off book by Friday, shata.
But are you really off book by Friday?
As long as you off book by the time you're
supposed to step. So we gotta go see this show too. But yeah, so I mean, I have to see Michelle. Like I have to see Michelle, and I know that Beyonce's not there right now because she's in South Africa doing the Global Citizens Festival right now.
So we'll wait till Beyonce get back in America.
Yeah,
better chances of being there with us,
and it's better chances of Michelle doing well because she's not going to be embarrassed in front of
Beyonce.
We want the best possible chances.
Come on.
So get to Once on Silent. They close on January 6th. Also mm-hmm. get to Summer, the Donna Summer musical. That closes on 12:30. On December
30th. I am actually deceased. I'm not in the bathroom. I am deceased.
Y'all already know. That closes on December 30th,
nigga,
2018.
Do we?
Amber is unconsolable. She is not. She's not here. She's gone. So that is closing. Head Over Heels is closing as well. Amber
is still going.
To us?
Amber is still going. Because what it is, Drew, is you're so subtle and you don't even expect it sometimes. It's like, wait, did that just happen? That the fuck did just happen?
I'm sorry for being who I am. It's Mercury still in retrograde.
Or not, nigga.
You can't blame Mercury, retrograde, Powerade, nothing.
I told y'all the
you
communication, it just doesn't come across in the way that it should during Mercury when Mercury's in retrograde.
Mercury must be always in retrograde for you.
No, I've been doing good, y'all. I've been doing good. And I, you know, I'm here.
What else?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's all our hot topics. I don't think we got any. Oh, there was one more hot topic. So,
come on, let us know.
Somebody sent this to me, my friend Brett Tubbs.
Hey, Brett.
Brett is my, that's my, you know, we went to high school together. Mm-hmm. We were also, we were in Dreamgirls together in high school with my friend Ashley Ford, mm-hmm. who was here. She was Michelle in Dreamgirls, and I was Jimmy Early, and Brett was, you know, the Jamie Foxx. I can't even think. Why am I saying Jamie Foxx? Ben Harney, mm-hmm. Curtis Taylor. Like, that's that, like, who do I think I am? Like, that's just so trash of me to even say that.
And y'all were competing for Ashley in real life?
You remember that?
I remember the episode.
Oh,
I
my God. Yes, we were competing for Ashley in real life.
I don't even want you to talk. It just popped up, and I'm like, I know what you're about to say.
Oh, you're not here for
say
this?
It.
So this playwright, Neil LaBute,
LaBute.
He LaBute today. Neil LaBute.
Y'all pray for us, because I can't do this.
Neil LaButthole is back, even though he's been removed from multiple jobs, including a prestigious residency at MCC, is now being afforded another opportunity because whiteness never stops. They always get the chance to fail or to, you know, hurt and harm people over and over and over again because they're white.
Nigga, I thought this was the article was saying.
No.
I thought you was reading from the article. I'm like, what article is this? The Root?
This is the one I'm about to write because this is just ridiculous. So
I agree.
He's getting another opportunity to show his plays in New York City, including a play called Great Negro Works of Art. I don't even care what it's about. We don't want it.
My God.
Take it back. My Send it back to where God. It came from, because we don't want it. So there are people that are they want to cancel his Neil LaBute Fest, whatever. He's having a festival or something, and there are signatures. The signatures are now up to 400 plus signatures. They're trying to get to 500 to sort of protest and cancel his Great Negro Works of Art show. But this is just another example of
just whiteness being able to be white.
Yeah, and
with no repercussions.
And I'm so tired of it. But you know, here we are once again. Mm-hmm. But we celebrate all the wonderful blackness that we just heard about, that we all just
Amen.
Talked about. And
those are the great works of art.
Those are the great Negro works of art.
Okay.
And those are the ones that should be highlighted. And those are the people that should be getting second chances. Mm-hmm. And not even second chances, but first chances. They should be getting opportunities.
To just continue.
Yeah, just like opportunities that they have not been getting because mm-hmm. people like Neil want to keep, you know, taking up all the space. Neil LaBute.
Neil LaBooty Hole.
Right.
Help me.
And it ain't even a pretty booty hole.
Okay.
He looked like fucking, he looked like a burnt bag of popcorn. Look, you know how you just trying to say any old thing.
Because you was digging for that one.
I was trying to figure out what you was going. I'm mad, looking like a fucking old ass, shit, I don't even know, a Swiffer sweeper. A used. You used to be so mad you can't say shit, just don't even know what to say. Look at all them necks he got. This nigga got necks upon necks. Listen, oh,
please,
I'm so mad.
Jesus.
I can tell.
For real. Like
I can tell.
I literally hate shit like that. Like, don't speak for... You don't speak for us. You're not us. You don't speak for us. Leave us alone. Like, nigga, what?
I'm still thinking about burnt bag of popcorn. I'm still thinking about Swiffer.
Didn't he look like a burnt bag of popcorn? No. You know, and just smell Ooh. Up your whole house. Just stank.
Oh, my stomach hurt.
I can't deal. So we just gonna move right along to our listener letters, y'all, for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We making good time, y'all, this week. We're gonna go right into the listener letters.
This knife right here just scaring me, Amber.
Sorry, I cut an apple and I got
a
hole.
And this knife is just pointing right at me.
It looked like Friday the 13th or something finna go down. My bad, y'all.
So let's see here.
Come on now.
What do we have here? So let's say, so somebody wrote back in. Mm-hmm. That I guess we answered their question last week. They said, "Let me tell y'all something. I haven't had time to listen to this week's episode until today. I'm so tired, so I was slipping into a little sleep while listening. Then I heard Drew say my last name and got right the fuck up. But seriously, thank you all so much for y'all advice. Your points really got me thinking in the and progress is being made for me and my direct supervisor. This is the person that had the general manager, and supporting black women. So lastly, I want to extend an invitation to y'all He got a show going on, and it's in January. So you know, we'll look at it. We'll see what it's given, and okay, we might come through. We might come and surprise you, Travoy.
Hey.
This was Joyner from last week, so we might come and prize you, Joyner.
Surprise, nigga.
Yeah, and
we here, nigga.
He said, you know, it would be an honor to see y'all there if the busy schedules allow it. With so much love, Joyner.
Thank you, friend.
Yes. All right, and so we got another update. She said, hey guys, I wrote to you all the way back in the summer and legitimately cried when I heard my name coming out of your mouths during my 2-hour commute home. Oh. A little update. I've since left the office job that took away opportunities and just finished out 2 beautifully black shows. God bless. Not doing a show of any kind was absolutely torturous, and they were my first all black anything in life. What an exciting new experience. And I'm now bartending and saving up to move to Chicago, since Flint and Michigan at that has no opportunities for me. But I have a new question for you guys. I want to be able to become an equity actress, but I don't know the steps to gain an equity card, nor do I know anybody that would know. What advice do you all have for me and other aspiring performers that don't know or have any resources to find out?
You got Google. Sorry, keep going.
Thank you all for your time. I love your podcast. Please never stop being amazingly and unapologetically black. Alexis.
Talk to the people, Amber. Don't shade the people.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
Right.
But I am, number one, I'm always for self-education. Like, you know, it's your friend.
Google is your number one friend.
But, okay, so there are several different ways to become an equity member.
Speak on it.
So there's we were just discussing this before we started taping it. You can buy your way in. just like SAG, just like anything else, money talks. Like, right. It's probably like $2,000 or $3,000, but you can literally just show up and be like, yo, let a nigga in. Mm. And it's like $2,000, $2,500 or something.
Wait, you can show up to the equity building?
I'm making that up, but like, you can, you know, paperwork. You can just.
You know, I would have did that.
Please. Do not show up on 44 or whatever street they
are. Right,
please.
Now. I got the
please,
coin.
Please, no. But you can do the same thing like SAG. Like, you can buy your way in. I think SAG is like some
if
other.
If you're part of another union,
yes.
And you've been a part of that union,
yes,
for like more than a year or so,
this
then
is
you
very
can
true.
Buy your way into the other unions.
So you can also become equity through EMC. So EMC is Equity Membership Candidate.
Yep, that's right.
And
I am EMC right
so
now.
So I have to look at the number. I think it used to be like 50 weeks.
It was 50 weeks. Now it's 25. They cut it in half because they want more members of part
right.
of the union. They need the funds. They need the dues.
So like every week you work on a show is worth how many points?
1 point.
Right. So do the math. You want to go from EMC to equity, you got to do 25 weeks. Imagine, like, and y'all are blessed. It used to be 50.
Right. Mm. It literally just changed
to 25 weeks.
Yep. So, just, yes, you got to book a show, or you can negotiate for yourself.
Yes.
With the contract. When the contract comes, you know, you can go negotiate and say, hey, can you offer me my equity card?
Yes.
Or were you willing to offer me my equity card? All you have to do is really ask.
And
they will say no if
that's
they want to say no.
And do your research citywide, because like in Atlanta, I knew the theater. When I moved back to Atlanta, I moved because I was like, I want to have my equity card and an agent before I moved to New York. I knew what theater in Atlanta offered equity contracts. So that is the only place that I went to audition. I was like, I'm not wasting time with this fuckery. And I went there and the first show I auditioned for, I got my equity contract.
Right.
So wherever you're going, if it's Chicago or Atlanta, see which theaters offer equity contracts.
Now, do they have list of that?
You can ask around. Like, if you start befriending actors, you know how we know everything.
Right.
We know who runs everything.
Mm-hmm.
So start asking around. Do you know where I could get? Usually it's like a TYA show, because they just work you like slaves. So they'd be like, at least, right, can we help you get your equity card? But do some research depending on what city you're in and find out what theaters offer that. So buy your way in, EMC program, or you can negotiate or get offered an equity contract. I think those are the main ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come through.
So that's it. I mean, it's really sort of cut and dry.
And the Actors Equity website is y'all friend. Like,
right.
Especially if it's something that you aspire to, go now. Start reading everything. What they do, how they do. Look at the Actors Fund. Just see how many perks you can get, things that you can make happen for yourself. It's great.
Yeah. And just start saving your money now. Set aside the coin, because once you get offered the contract, you got to pay a large sum of money to be a part of the union. Like, it ain't free.
No,
they
equity dues and health and pension, you got to pay.
You have to pay.
Every 2 months, it's like $100 and it's $59 or $85 after that. It's money.
Yeah, so
it's
just
coins.
Start setting your coins aside now if that's something that you desire to have and want to be a part of. And some people are even, offered their contract, they deny it because they get more work as non-equity. Or it helps them them, you know, do whatever it is that they're doing.
Oh, and then also, I forgot, sometimes, like, let's say you audition for a show that's on Broadway and you get it. Like, when you join the company, they're like, and welcome to Equity. You just become, like, you have to become Equity to do this Broadway show. So it can also happen like that, that you can just magically waltz into your first Broadway show and now you're Equity. Right. I've seen it happen.
It has happened. Yeah. I've seen it happen.
Especially on, like, Shuffle Along, because there were so many dancers who had never done Broadway before, mm-hmm. and they just walk right on into Equity.
Yeah, because Savion needed them.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And that is amazing. So, I mean, mm-hmm. you just never know. Just prepare yourself and figure out, you know, what lane you're able to walk.
And figure out if you need to be Equity.
Exactly.
Like, you don't always need to be Equity depending on the city you're in. Atlanta is a right-to-work state. You don't have to be Equity. Now, you want to be Equity.
You might shoot yourself in the foot.
You might. And you might want to be Equity to make the right coins, because there's a huge difference in pay for actors who are Equity and actors who aren't.
Right.
So that's like, that's why I say self-education, because I don't know what city you're in. I don't know what your goals are. I don't know what your bank account looks like.
Right.
So you need to figure out what you want to decide if Equity is something that you need. That's a word. Take it.
Bam.
Amen.
Shout out.
All right. So we're going to move right along to the next question. This is Tired Tropes, Tricks, and Dick Moves. Is
Wait
the name
a
of this.
Minute.
Come on now.
Yes, they know us.
Yes, they do. Because I lit the fuck up.
Yes, this is Devin. Devin said, hey, Off Book family. I know y'all be worn out from the dissertations Negro send you, so I'll try to keep mine short and sweet.
Hey, Devin.
Just know all the shit people send you about loving the show and you guys or whoever else is on the podcast. The same goes for me. My question is, are there any theater tropes or show mistakes that you all are tired of seeing in plays and musicals? For example, I'm tired of women having to die in plays so that narratively she could be free from oppression or to teach a male character something. Mm. Also tired of shows casting younger versions of black characters way more light-skinned than their older versions. Looking at you, Donna Summer musical, and although not theater, this is us. Can't wait to hear your responses. He said, tired of shows casting younger versions of black characters way more light-skinned than their older versions. You see, I clapped like Donna Summer musical.
Devin know us.
Devin knows.
Devin know us.
Devin knows. Amber
Jesus.
Is
my
silent.
God.
Jesus.
Amber is
my
in the
God.
Again.
Yikes.
Devin.
Yes, Devin, you're my new
Devin.
Best friend.
It wasn't a dissertation either.
It wasn't. It was
straight,
straight to the point. Come on, Devin.
My nigga.
All right now. So
pull triggers.
So what tropes are you tired of seeing?
I'm
Amber?
Just tired of these white ass casts. That's it. Like, I'm just tired of all the principals is white and we sprinkle some token colorized diversity into the ensemble and y'all supposed to be happy.
Yeah.
Like, I just literally have no more time for it. I don't care who wrote it. I don't care what it's about. I don't care how much coin they got, what producers, what theater they got. I don't care. It's too many white people. Sorry.
It really is, though.
I just can't. Especially on shows like...
shows like what?
It almost fell out of my mouth. But any show where, like... The character is a dinosaur. Or you know what I mean? Anything
right.
that's not even real, we don't all have to be white.
Right.
Because it's a fantastical land.
Right. Like I talked about Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Being,
I wonder, is it subtexting that she says shows with dinosaurs?
I want you to die.
What's the type of show that has this imaginary force in it?
I didn't even mean that. I didn't even mean that. I was not thinking of that. Damn, but you, yikes.
Wait, I missed it.
It's called script analysis.
I didn't even mean it.
I can't.
Yikes.
Oh, God. I was talking about Mary Poppins again.
Oh, so okay. I'm going to the bathroom. See y'all next Sunday. Bye.
Woo, that's so funny. What tropes are you tired of seeing, Danya?
I don't know if it's so much on stage. It's off stage. It's behind the scenes. I am very... I want to expand the conversation and give more room and opportunities to black directors
mm-hmm.
With black work by black playwrights. I think I remember sharing this before where an agent shared with me of them repping a few black directors, Tony winner. And every time the phone rings for these black directors is always for black work.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the phone rings for this agent's white directors is for everything underneath the sun, mm-hmm. even if they don't have not damn one nomination of anything underneath their names. So that's the thing that I'm actually tired of, and I would love to see more of black directors being given the opportunities to do what they do best, which is direct mm-hmm. Black work. And then also, if we want to talk about an even playing field, I want to see them be able to direct white-ass plays by white playwrights. If we really want to talk about being right. equal and not seeing color and everybody can direct everything, that's
because
what
I really feel
say.
Like, who know white people better than us? No, seriously. Like, who know white people better than us? We have to be around them all the time. We have to conform. We have to, you know... Like, we have to play the game. We got to do all these different things.
No, that's actually really
make
real.
Them com- that actually comfortable. Is hilarious.
That's really real.
I'm serious. Who knows them better than us? And it's just, I just don't understand how we not thinking about that thought process. Mm-hmm. Like, we are able to fool you so well, like, trick you at your own game so well that y'all don't even realize we do this better than you. We have been doing it better than you for a long ass motherfucking time. Boop. And we keep doing it better than you, but you keep trying to marginalize us and make us feel like we are non-existent or unimportant. And I'm sick of it. Like, this, even, you know, and I like Trip, but Choir Boy should not be directed by a white director. Mm. It should not be. But, you know, that's neither here or there. You know, I mean, I don't make those decisions.
Yeah.
But the people that do make those decisions are usually rooms full of white people. And I just don't get it, because has Tripp even won any awards? He keep directing all these plays at Second Stage and MTC.
I'm not sure,
MTC,
so don't get me lying.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. But,
so,
yeah,
that's
I feel
that
you on
me.
That. I am tired of it all. The end. The end. Thank you so much for listening to a brand new episode of Off Book. We presented to you. We hit our marks. That's really the end, y'all, though. That's the end. We've hit our marks and we hit them right now. My name is Drew Shade.
Oh, I am Donye Love.
I'm Princess Amber Iman.
And we out, y'all. We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye, niggas.
Oh, yeah, write to us. Make sure you write to us. Email us offbook@broadwayblack.com.
Yes, and send in your homemade boomerangs.
Yes.
Free tickets.
Yes. Bye.
Bye, niggas.
Yeah.
Y'all, the numbers is running. Ooh, just
okay.
Chris made them. Oh, God.
All them apples.
I'm going to tell you exactly who you sound like. You sound like the lady that was sitting behind me at the Apollo this week. And she did it so many times. She burped. She was talking loud. Like, I'll talk about it, because it was like literally, it was so disgusting. Like, she burped so many times. Like, it was... She was like,
ew,
snotting and like
right behind you.
Oh my God! Like, it was to the point where.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history, and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.